Jamal Charles is the only one we probably need to talk about. And he's getting better. He worked out today, did some hill work. He's just not quite there yet, but it is. He's making progress. He feels a lot better. And I guess if it was push to shove, he probably could have gone today. But precautionary measures, we kept him out. And, we'll just see how he does here in the next couple of days. I haven't determined anything whether he'll play or not play. So we'll take it day by day. If he can play, he'll play. If not, then he won't. We finished up today with a 10-10-10 practice. So we got some good situational work. Still ones versus ones, twos versus twos, three versus threes, where we just picked out specific things to work on. And I thought it was a good day.
And you talk about the, now that you're finished with the St. Joe portion of the camp, what you accomplished up here. Are you pretty happy with what you guys were able to get done? Or?
Yeah, listen, I appreciated the attitude of the players. I thought they came to work, and they did it every day, and they were tested. And I thought they stepped up. They maintained their focus and got a lot of plays in, and that's that'll be important down the road here. We were able to accomplish quite a little bit.
Did you have to adjust some of the things that you thought you wanted to do coming into camp based off of what you found out you had here throughout the process?
As far as the facility?
What you wanted to do with the team.
No. We were able to load them up and do what we needed to do. We kept the practices in the morning, the on-field practice in the morning. And then in the afternoon, we did the walkthroughs inside. I thought everything, was very productive that way.
It's just a preseason game, but it's going to be pretty interesting for Alex. Is he the kind of guy who can handle that maybe better than most, just with his even keel?
Yeah, listen, I think he'll handle it. He's going to know a lot of people, and obviously, and so there'll be that part of it, the guys he hasn't seen for a few months here. But once it's all said and done, it's playing the game, I think he'll handle that fine.
You're going to be facing the same thing in a few weeks.
I am. I haven't thought about it, but we'll cross that bridge when it gets here. Yeah.
What about the starters? How much do you anticipate they'll play Friday?
I'll get that to you tomorrow. I've got to talk just one more time through with the coaches. But it'll be an increased. It'll be an increase with the ones. So how long, I can't tell you that today. I'll get it to you, though, tomorrow.
Hakeem Jordan? Hakeem Jordan was not here today?
Right. Yeah, he had a personal matter he had to take care of. So.
You expect him back tomorrow?
Yeah, he'll be back. Yeah.
Have you seen Dwayne Bowe in camp? Just 3 weeks up here.
I like what I've seen. He came back in good shape, and he hasn't missed a day. He's worked his tail off. Obviously, he's a good player. I mean, I think we all know that. So he's continued to work aggressively every day.
Are you satisfied with what you've seen from John Baldwin?
John's worked his tail off. Okay. So I've been pleased with that. And you know what he does? He comes to work every day and he wants to get better. And so from a coaching standpoint, you can't ask for more than that.
And what's next week going to look like in Kansas City? Are you going to continue training camp up there?
What we'll do is we'll get into our in-season schedule. So you'll get a little feel on how that goes. It's still training camp with the training camp rules, but it's the actual schedule will be changed up just a little bit.
Will the practices be similar to what you've been doing out here before today? Pads.
There'll be pads. Yeah, hitting. Yeah. There'll be pads. They'll be hitting. There won't be the same live periods that we had here. Those are done with.
You can work off cards at all next week for the that.
There will be some cards. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Overall, you pretty happy with having a fairly uneventful camp up here outside of the Jamal Charles injury. You've really avoided a lot of distractions up here. Has that been nice?
Well, I'll tell you, it helps with the university and the setup here. They've been phenomenal. I mean, the people here, I can't tell you, I can't say enough good things about them. From the guys that take care of the field, these fields are incredible. To the food, the food's unbelievable. People that take care of the rooms for the players, they're clean. They make your bed, they do everything for you. It's quite a setup, and they've just kind of been over backwards for us. Whatever we needed, we were able to get and be accommodated with. So, and then with that, the players, I think, can focus in on their job, and then it eliminates some of the things that you get into with the distractions. So, I think it starts with the university. And what a great setup here. I'm an athlete. The setup right here. I'm going to look at this school right here. It's an incredible situation for athletics, I'll tell you.
Couple more, guys.
Coach, Alden Smith's a kid who played high school football in Kansas City. When you see him play on Sunday, what kind of player do you see?
Well, he's obviously developed into a great player in this league. He's a good kid, too.
Right, and,
you know, I'm a little partial to those Missouri guys, except when we play them. But they've got two of them that are pretty good there, you know, both with the same last name. So they're good. Listen, good football player. Great football player.
Coach,